Some news now from the world of sports. And one of the many things I love about baseball is the long narrative arc of a season and the unexpected twists that occur over its six-month span. The latest subplot to emerge in the Boston Red Sox 2017 campaign is the excellent pitching turned in over the last few weeks by a guy who was picked up to plug a hole in the rotation until injured starters returned, a veteran seemingly destined to throw out of the bullpen, if at all, should the Red Sox make the postseason. But if Doug Fister keeps pitching like he did last night in Boston's 6-1 win over the Toronto Blue Jays, he may be penciled in as a playoff starter and be one of those remembered for helping the Red Sox get to play October baseball in the first place. Fister gave up one run in the first, an annoying pattern of falling behind early that nearly every Boston starter has been guilty of over the last month or so, but he settled in after that and he went 7 innings, giving up just 4 hits while striking out 9. Over his last 4 starts, Fister is 3-1 with an ERA of just 1.50. You would expect those numbers of ace Chris Sale, who scuffled in 2 of his last 3 starts, so Fister has provided a great cushion to absorb some of the blows the Red Sox have taken, with Sale proving to be human and not just some left-handed android that you can throw out on the mound every start for a guaranteed win. Last night, Fister got run support in a 4-run Red Sox fourth, kickstarted by the struggling Xander Bogaerts, who was mired in a 3-for-33 stretch at the plate before he smacked an opposite field triple that scored Rafael Devers. And getting Bogaerts back on track is essential to the team's overall success, so that was a most welcomed sight. So was a 2-run homer later in the inning by Jackie Bradley Jr., his 15th of the year. The win pads Boston's lead over the New York Yankees for first place by 0.5. They now stand at 4 games over New York as the Yankees and Orioles were rained out last night at Camden Yards. Does any of it matter, though, when you look at what the Cleveland Indians are doing? Terry Francona's club won its 14th game in a row last night, beating the Chicago White Sox 5-1. The 14-game winning streak is the longest in the majors this season, and Cleveland right now simply has the look of a team that no one, not the Dodgers, Yankees, Astros, or the Red Sox, want to face in a playoff. Playoffs are not a concern this year for the New York Mets, but they got a nice start from Robert Gesselman and his return from the minors as the Mets beat the Philadelphia Phillies 6-3 in a game shortened to 6 innings by rain. At the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament, Juan Martin Del Potro does not care if you wanted to see a Nadal-Federer showdown in the semifinals. Del Potro upset Federer in 4 sets yesterday to set up a match himself against Rafael Nadal. On the women's side, how about the All-American semifinals? Venus Williams takes on Sloane Stephens tonight, followed by Coco Vandeweghe against Madison Keys, as all 4 players left standing are from the USA. Locally, the University of Vermont women's soccer team went to double overtime against Siena yesterday. They lost 2-1 on a 25-yard strike by Siena's Gabby Albano in double OT. UVM's lone goal was scored by Ella Bankert. Castleton and Westfield also went to double overtime, but no one could get the game winner, and the game ended in a 1-1 draw. Lauren Henderson was outstanding in goal for the Spartans as Westfield outshot Castleton 11-3 in the first half and finished with 10 saves in just her second career start. Emma Shumway scored the only goal of the game to ensure Middlebury a win in their season opener. They defeated Colby Sawyer 1-0. The Linden State Hornets are still looking for their first win after falling to Southern Vermont 5-1 in Manchester. Molly Medore had 2 goals to lead the Mountaineers' offense in that one. In men's college soccer, the Middlebury Panthers broke open a scoreless tie, scoring twice in a 5-minute span near the end of the first half to score a 3-1 win over the Norwich Cadets. Ben Potter and Shams Mahajirani netted those goals, and Potter added his 2nd of the game as insurance. Stage Davis tallied for the Cadets. Elsewhere, Linden State ran roughshod over Vermont Tech in an 8-0 season opener win. Devin Cowan and Matthew Townsend each scored twice in that romp. And in college field hockey, Middlebury routed Castleton 12-1. The Panthers scored 7 goals in the first half. Molly Freeman and Annie Leonard each scored twice in the season opener for the Panthers. The Spartans fall to 1-2 on the season. And finally, the NFL season kicks off tonight with the defending champion New England Patriots taking on the Kansas City Chiefs at Foxborough. I wish I could say I am excited about the new season, but I just find the NFL depressing more than anything else these days. And one of those reasons, yes, is the indefensible non-signing of Colin Kaepernick. Please do not tell me he doesn't have a job as at least a backup quarterback because he's not good enough when there are at least a dozen QBs who have jobs in the league that Kaepernick could run circles around. It's all about owners' fear of public backlash or their own anger for Kaepernick kneeling during the national anthem to symbolize his protest of the treatment of African Americans by police around the country in many widely reported incidents. Please remember that if you have a problem with Kaepernick, you also have one with Jackie Robinson, who wrote in his autobiography that he could not sing the anthem or salute the flag because, quote, "I know that I am a black man in a white world."